From out of town, and the meeting room is great for your family gatherings. You can book reservations by calling 620-343-7756. That's 620-343-7756. Mainstay Suites. Live like home.
KVU News Time 850. Newsmaker 2-time here today. Lyon County Clerk / Election Officer Tammy Vopot joining us here this morning.
Tammy, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. Good morning. How are you?
We're doing well here so far. Before we start talking general election, you know, we're a couple of weeks out from the primary election, and I know having had a chance to talk with Tegan Terhune right after the election had wrapped up, you said things had gone smoothly. Now that you've had a couple of weeks to take a look at things, how smoothly did things go for the primary, aside from the fact that not a whole lot of people turned out?
Actually, the election was great. I mean, it went as well as it could have gone. It couldn't have gone any better. The process was followed, and even though we didn't have a big turnout, you know, we do the same work, whether it's one person voting or 20,000, but the election process went as it should have, and it was a good election.
Now, with that in the rearview mirror, I guess the question comes up, what work do you and your election staff have to do really between now and when the calendar really starts picking up here in just a few weeks?
Well, first of all, we have to wait until after the state of Kansas canvasses their election or the statewide election canvass, and then we will be given a certified list of candidates that will take that and start building our ballots and getting everything ready to go.
All right. So as far as those who may have not registered or have registered to vote, what would be the deadline for the general election in November?
Okay. So starting off in October, the 15th is the day that voter registration closes. So you need to get registered or change your registration if that's what you need to do, and the 15th of October is that deadline. The next day, we will start mailing our ballots, and then we'll also start early voting at the Anderson Building. And that will go through Saturday the 19th, and then on the 21st of October, we'll start early voting in the election office here in the courthouse, and that will go until the November 4th at noon deadline. And let's see, what else? I think that's going to get us pretty well right there.
So again, the voting at the Anderson Building will be a Wednesday through Saturday event again?
Yes, it will.
Okay. Are the hours going to be the same as they were for the primary?
I'm not sure about that.
Okay.
I haven't set the hours yet. I may extend the hours because it is a presidential election, so we may open those up just a little bit, but we'll get it nailed down and put that out there for the great media in our area to let that out for the voting population.
So right now, the way it sounds, Tammy, is we've got a few more weeks before we start seeing all those deadlines really, I guess, coalescing and kind of hitting us back to back to back. I wanted to ask you here something that we really don't focus on a ton at this stage of the game, and that's the mail ballots. Because it seems like there's several hundred people that use that process on a regular basis, it seems like. Are there going to be any changes for folks that are used to using the mail ballots or anything that people really need to know if they're considering that for the very first time?
Absolutely no changes in our process for mail ballots. You can request a ballot, and you can do that online at ksvotes.org. That application comes straight to our office. We print it out. We verify the information. And then we will mail a ballot out on the 16th. We have two drop boxes, one under the canopy on Commercial Street. That canopy is now locked, the drop box is locked right now, but it'll be opened up on the 16th of October. The other location is on 4th, right there behind the Civic Auditorium where you drive through and put your utility bills. You can pay your utility bills there. We have a drop box there also. And so one's drive up, one's walk up. It's close to the courthouse. The process is really easy. If that's what you want to do, you can simply apply for a mail ballot, and it'll be sent to you. You can either mail it back or drop it off in the drop box.
Well, and we would expect and assume that turnout will be much larger coming up in November than it was for the primary. This is, as Tammy alluded to, a presidential election year, if you haven't figured that out yet. And we do have some local races that will impact the Lyon County Commission. We got a state representative and a state Senate race. And we, are going to obviously be following those close, too. Now, polling places remain the same, Tammy?
Absolutely. I've got some really good polling locations, and there won't be any changes to those.
Tammy, anything else you wanted to bring up, at least for now, between now and when we really start seeing the calendar fill up in late September, early October?
I would just say that the first, don't forget that first deadline, because once the voter rolls close on the 15th of October, then, you need to get your voter registration, entered in and sent to us before the 15th. So that's going to start it. And we want to be able to get you registered to vote and help you get, the opportunity to cast your ballot on Election Day. So I would like to just say get out there and register to vote, and then do your homework, do your due diligence, and be ready to come vote on or before Election Day on November 5th.
Yeah, you have ample opportunity to cast your ballot. There is no doubt about that. So take advantage of the openings and what is most convenient to you. But make sure you, educate yourself as much as you possibly can. We'll have candidate forums here on KVOE, and also we'll have information on our website, KVOE.com. All the information you heard right here, Chuck, will have available to you.
Yes, sir.
For you to absorb at your convenience. Tammy, how many registered voters right now do we have in Lyon County? Ballpark number?
Just over 20,000.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's, close to two-thirds of the population, roughly?
Pretty much. Mm-hmm. It's increased just a little bit over the years. We're at 20,340 to be exact.
There you go.
And that number, it creeps up a little bit, every time we do a certification of the voter registration rolls to the Secretary of State prior to each election. And so we'll have another one coming up in October and after the voter rolls close. And so it'll be interesting to see. That number will probably jump quite a bit because this is a presidential election coming up. So I anticipate that number increasing.
Well, we hope that the registered voters will get to the polls and cast your ballot. Tammy,
absolutely.
Thanks. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Tammy.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Always good to talk to you. Tammy Volpott, Lyon County Clerk and Election Officer here. This will be Tammy's final election.
This is it.
She's retiring.
Yep. At the end of the first city or first county commission meeting in January when the official retirement will take place. And with no candidates on the ballot, that basically goes to Amy Jackson, fellow Republican, unless there's a massive write-in campaign, and I don't see that coming. So a changing in the guard taking place here basically as we speak with the Lyon County Clerk's Office, even though it doesn't become official until early next year.
All right. Our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by Mainstay Suites, 2602 Candlewood Drive. Mainstay Suites. Live like home. Mainstay Suites. It's 8:57.
Enter to win a pair of general admission tickets to this year's Kansas State Fair. The fair runs from September 6th through September 15th in Hutchinson.